Why aren't military families getting more information about how it is appropriate to open their arms to their returning warriors in a fashion that actually comforts them rather than completely freaks them out?
I don't think there's one answer to that. I think historically the military has been male dominated. And so there's all these old kind of expressions. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Don't let them see you sweat. Real men don't cry or eat quiche or whatever. And we all know that's not true. And so I think those kind of stereotypes, those kind of old belief systems still hold true even today, because it's a male-dominated profession. 15% of our active duty are now females, and that's on the rise. And so I think that as a result of that, our families, because we're, children of World War II or Korean War veterans or Vietnam veterans, we have not had the exposure to looking at this and saying, wow, you know, when the soldier goes to war, the whole family goes to war. The whole family is affected and changed. And I think we're more now more than ever embracing that concept. But I think it's a very, very difficult concept to change. But I do know from my experience of working, like, with MarineParents.com, I'm their PTSD expert, and once a month I'm on a chat room, and it's all for parents. And I'm telling you, the parents are just lost. They just don't know what to do when their children come home from war. They don't know how to love them because they're afraid to be too loving, for fear of being pushed away, because we know that because of the context of war, you don't want to open yourself up too much emotionally, because if you did, you wouldn't be able to do your jobs effectively. So you push away those emotions, and oftentimes we substitute this more tender emotions of grief and loss and sadness. We substitute those emotions, our warriors do, with anger and aggression, because that's what's necessary in order to get through what they have to get through. And when the lights go out at night, and after they come home from a battle or whatever, then that's when they start to feel. And so I think those kinds of belief systems and the stereotypes that we've lived with and the expectations of the people on the home front, as well as the warriors themselves, are sometimes out of sync and not in touch with really what do they need in order to effectively, truly come home. Meaning coming home, how do they reconnect with themselves? How do they reconnect with their communities? How do they reconnect with their spiritual side? You know, so many times we have conflicts in that way, because they feel, well, you know, if there was a God, if there was a creator, if there was a source bigger than myself, why would they let these things happen? And so it's very, very difficult sometimes for our warriors to come home and feel like they're connected with all of those concepts.
Well,
all those things are necessary in order to really make it through these processes effectively.
What do you think is the worst thing to do or best thing to do for husbands, parents, sisters, and brothers when their loved one comes back from war?
One of the best things to do is start talking before they even get home. Keep the dialogue going if at all possible. Ask them, what do you expect when you come home? What do you think? How do you want it to be? What are some of your expectations? And half the time they're probably not going to know, because they don't know what it's like to be home. They don't. All they know is being with their guys and their women in uniform, and that's where they feel safe, where they feel effective and like they're doing something with meaning. And when they come home, they feel very, very lost. So I think just dialoguing, opening the dialogue and creating a sense of safety is very, very important. And abandoning expectations is also important. You know, sometimes I've had people call me, and when the war started, they were doing big, huge welcome home parties and all this stuff. And I'm just going, you know what, that's not a good thing. You know, some of our warriors just don't want to be around large groups of people because that's a trigger for them. And so really be sensitive to the needs of your warrior who's coming home. Sometimes you can be too over caring, where you almost infantilize the person that's coming home. You don't let them find their feet on the ground. I mean, it's like they can't get their anchor because everybody's trying to overcompensate and trying to be too overcaring. So I think just let time take its course.
We had a vet who came home, and she wanted a little bit of a welcome, and she said she got it for a day, and then her family pretty much ignored her, and it drove her crazy. She wasn't aware she had PTSD. She started to get extremely angry, and it ruined her relationship with her mother, and she ended up homeless.